For some strange reason, Christians over the centuries have gotten confused about the place of good works in the Christian life, and just a little too easily start connecting them to salvation. Ephesians 2 puts it best. Ephesians 2:8, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Grace comes first, always. The response that follows is good works, deeds of faith. And that is what James is talking about when he says to not merely listen to the word, but to do what it says, to do what God has prepared for us to do. We've been reflecting on that verse in our previous two podcasts. Don't merely listen to the word, but do what it says. We're going to jump to chapter 2, verse 14 and following, where James fleshes this idea out a little more. "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds." It's great, isn't it? James is continuing his emphasis from chapter 1 that simply hearing God's word intellectually counts for very little. Only those who put that word into practice, whose faith is expressed in good deeds, have a true and living faith at all. The Apostle Paul, on the other hand, writes about, particularly in Romans, writes about faith alone. But it's a different context that he's writing to. He's seeking to address those who want to justify themselves before God by doing the works of the law. And Paul teaches that it's only by putting our trust in God's promise of salvation through Jesus that we can be right with him. John Calvin summarized it well. He said this: "We are saved by faith alone, but saving faith is never alone." A true and saving faith will always be expressed in action, in the good deeds that God has prepared for us to do. And if our response to God's salvation is simply to hear the word and not to act upon it, then we've really not put our trust in what we've heard. Our faith is lifeless. My experience growing up, particularly as a teenager, I felt totally weighed down by my sin. There wasn't a great deal of joy or assurance. I didn't trust in God's offer of salvation enough. I guess I could call it grace neglect. Others, however, can trust in it too much, think their sins don't matter, think obedience doesn't matter. I guess we'd call that grace abuse. Faith is not just intellectual. It's not just confined to the mind. Faith is not just your emotions. It is doing. If your faith is all feeling and emotion, what happens when you wake up and don't feel that way? Faith is intellectual, faith is emotional, and faith is action. Faith is a certainty in God and a response to that. Real faith will always have action. Believe, trust, do. Falling short of doing is not faith. Your deeds will demonstrate your faith. Think of the iceberg. That little tip demonstrates what actually lies below the surface. So does how we live. It demonstrates our faith. We're given two examples by James after the part I just read, and I didn't read the examples. They are Abraham and Rahab. And because this is a podcast, and a long one at the moment, and not a sermon, I'll have to let you read more about them. But the point is the same. Verse 22, You see that Abraham's faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. Faith is a God-given thing. It's not vague or uncertain. Faith transforms our life. Our faith must affect what we do with our time, with our money, with our relationships, with our sexuality, with our ambitions, with our loves, our griefs, our pains, our sorrows. That changed life is the way that we can know that faith is genuine. Our faith must rewrite our lives. Otherwise, life and this world that we live in will rewrite our faith. Remember, we are children of the Word, not children of the world. Well, friends, this podcast, number 34, brings us to the end of this lockdown podcast series. We may return one day. I'll let you tell me what you think. But can I say there are many good podcasts around, and I would encourage you to make it a part of your Bible study diet. Thank you for listening, and may the Lord continue to bless you and to watch over you. Amen.